Steve. Thank you. Stephen Evans in Berlin. Let's catch up with Fleur Loveridge, who is a caver. She works at the University of Southampton. Terrific news that he's out.
Yeah, fantastic to hear he's been successfully brought out today.
How does this cave sound to you? I mean, it's a kilometre, that's a bit more than 3,300 feet down. It sounds like quite a thing.
It's clearly quite an extensive system. It's in excess of 1,000 metres deep, but it's also quite long. There's quite a lot of horizontal passages quite deep inside the system.
How did you get started in caving?
I started caving almost 20 years ago as an undergraduate at Oxford University by joining their caving club.
To what end? Was it for scientific purposes, or did you think, I know, I'll go and have fun in a cave?
I mean, there are many reasons people go caving. Certainly when I first started, it was very much for this fascinating environment which you can get to go and visit. There may be beautiful chambers, large waterfalls, majestic underground rivers, beautiful formations. Mm. As the years have gone by, I've got increasingly interested in exploration. One of the amazing things about caving is it offers you a way to actually go and explore places that nobody's visited before. And the other ways of doing that on or off our planet are only otherwise really space exploration or the deep ocean. But many people have scientific interests as well. Cave sediments and stalactite rings can tell us about changes in historical climate and things like that. So there are many reasons.
Can you give me a sense of the sounds and the smells that you experience when you're down in a cave?
So sounds often come from the movement of underground water, be it a river or a waterfall, but away from those, caves can be quite still. You can get dripping of water, which can also be quite interesting. The most distinctive smell probably really comes when you come back to the surface, if you've spent a long time underground, and you can smell the surface before you can see any daylight.
Well, what does the surface smell like?
I guess it smells green and of kind of vegetation and things like that.
Do you always feel nice to be back, or are you a bit torn? Would you like to stay down a bit more?
It's always good coming back to the surface after a long caving trip here. Yeah.
What about the dangers? I mean, what we've just been hearing about is an exceptional case for poor Mr. Westhauser, but you must be constantly aware of them.
Yeah, I mean, there's a general perception of caving as a dangerous sport, and whilst it undoubtedly has hazards associated with it, large drops or potential for flooding, a lot of those hazards can be controllable if you understand your environment and you take suitable precautions. So on a kind of risk level for general sporting caving, particularly in this country, the risks are really quite low. Obviously, if you start going to explore much more extensive systems like this one in Germany, the risks increase, mainly due to the consequences of what happens if you have an incident. As we've seen, it's taken 11 days to bring this guy to the surface.
Thanks very much for taking the time. Fleur Loveridge, who is a caver who works at the University of Southampton, getting lots of emails.